have about 20, 25 minutes left in audience questions. So if you could keep your answers brief, that would help us move through these. Start with Dr. Mays on this one. The state maintains several retirement systems that are all defined benefit systems. They've talked about making them defined contribution systems so that the benefits would flow. One of those is the teacher retirement system. One's the employee retirement system. There's a couple of small ones. What would you do? Would you stick with defined benefit or would you change?
I'd change. Practically speaking, defined benefit plans started going out at least in the 80s. You're not going to find a defined benefit plan in business now. It's a shame. I think that we need to honor the folks that have got their retirement signed up with defined benefit plans. We need to honor our obligations, no question about that. They must be honored, but going forward, we have to have defined contribution plans. We cannot afford it. This has been coming up for years and years, and what happens is that the legislature and the biennials makes an emergency funding for the shortfall, and the shortfall is going to continue. It's unsustainable. It's unfortunate that, you know, they have to join the rest of the world and have defined contribution plans, but that's it. We cannot afford to continue it. So going forward, we have defined contribution for the people that signed on with defined benefit. They get to keep that because we made a commitment to them, and we need to honor our commitment.
Mr. Williams.
Yes. Quickly, yes, we need to stay with the defined benefit plan for our teachers. I think a lot of people don't realize that some of our school districts were kind of cheap and they didn't plan Social Security for a long time. And Social Security is a defined benefit plan, and our teachers really depend on that. As far as opting in the future, yes, I think teachers should be given the choice to opt in as far as having a defined contribution plan. I do not necessarily believe that defined benefit plans are dead. I think the biggest concern that I have is that we do not have any return for any plan, defined benefit or defined contribution. And until we get this country started and getting going and we get some way that we can live off of some decent interest and some returns and we're not all driven into a Ponzi scheme in my mind in the stock market, we better stay with the plans we got. Thank you.
Thank you. I'm just going to answer this short. You know, we need to keep the promises that we made to the folks that we made them to. And then you need to look at the individual plans and the individual professions, and they need to look inward and decide if that works for the future moving forward. And it's up to the individual professions as to what's going to work best for them. But the bottom line is the state should keep the promises that it made to those folks.
Mr. Kopp.
My mother's a retired elementary school librarian. I can tell you this is very important to her and to me. Yes, we should absolutely maintain and completely fund the defined benefit for people who are retired. And we should, and also anywhere along the line, if they're in there and we made that commitment to them, then the state has to honor that commitment, But with new teachers coming in, I absolutely think that that needs to be modified, and we need to offer them some kind of 401k, some kind of matching where they put money in, and it grows and they can choose to invest it. So yes, the answer is I think that we have to maintain our promises to people and commitments that we made to people from the past. But moving forward, I just think it makes much more sense to change the system, and with new teachers or employees coming into the system, say this is how we're going to do it.
Mr. Dunn.
I think we're all on the same page with this. We have to keep the promises we've made. If we've got plans that aren't actuarially sound, then we need to be looking at other options for the future, and defined contribution is the way to fix those problems.
Ms. King.
Okay, so we have two different things, TRS, ERS. TRS meaning teachers, which is a joint funding plan from local and state. So they're unique, not really state employees, they're local and state. That's one point I wanted to make. And so I think the defined benefit must stay. Texas is probably in the lower 10 states of teacher salaries in the entire country. And we're known for that. It's really great. We're known for that, but that, again, is a local decision. So I think we need to stay with the defined benefit. You can talk about new teachers, but there, again, that is a benefit for people looking forward because they are entering at such a very, very low teacher salary. Furthermore, they cannot receive Social Security. That's a federal government decision. So make no mistake, They're unique in that they are a paid local and state government employee that cannot, by law, receive Social Security, which is the only type of employee that has that requirement that takes it away from them. It's really unfair, and there's been an attempt to take that away and repeal that law. The federal government has not happened. And so with regards to ERS, those are full state employees. So they're really, their situation is a little bit different. So I think defined benefit is better for them as well, but I would be more than likely to look more at changing something with that than the TRS. And furthermore, I did offer a bill during the session with regards to removing longevity pay. Going forward for state employees, you get an extra $10 a month per year just for being there. I'm not in favor of that. That's ERS, not TRS. Thank you.